Happy Tuesday morning and welcome back to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the show we do every Tuesday morning, talking with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. Joining me this morning is Kristen Sewell from the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, talking to us today about flu shots and other flu-related things going on in the world right now. How are you doing this morning, Kristen?
I am good. How are you?
I am doing great. The week's starting off just fine here, and it's always a pleasure talking with the folks over at the hospital. So I guess just an introductory question here, but what have you been working on lately?
Right now, we have just finished up our drive-through community flu clinic. So we hosted those at the ambulance garage, but don't worry if you didn't get a chance to stop by and see us there. We offer a lot of opportunities coming up in the office where you can just call us for an appointment or potentially even walk in for your flu shot. We've also been busy with now that school has been back in session. So our nurses do audit all of our school systems as far as immunizations, as well as all of the daycares. So that's a really big project that we pick up from August through the end of October. We have also been working with a lot of the folks in the county to deliver the bivalent COVID boosters. So we have some of those in our office. We've put it out there for our employees here at Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, as well as our residents in long-term care, independent living, and assisted living. And then earlier in October, we did our community wellness, which people in the community have the opportunity to come in, do blood pressure checks, screening panels with the blood draws, as well as some other things. And if you missed that, we do host them twice a year. So look for some dates happening in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's that time of year again where the flu season is just kind of running rampant, and it's about time for people to get out there and get their flu shots if they haven't already. And so I guess for the hospital, how can people get their flu shots if they haven't yet?
We will do appointments preferred in our office, but we do accept walk-ins. And we have the ability to do anybody 6 months and older. So we do carry the Flucivax as well as the flu block. The flu block is specific to anybody who is 18 years or older, primarily if they are more high risk of severe symptoms or, you know, just those folks who may be in a higher risk category. So if you prefer not to get it with us, you can always call your primary care provider. They are busy with flu shots, and then also your local pharmacy. So Larry's here in town, as well as Hy-Vee. It also has the flu shot.
Sure. Yeah, that's good information to get. You know, if you haven't gotten it yet, that's now's the time to get out there and get your flu shot. So I don't know if you guys would have these reports, but have we had any reported cases of the flu in the area?
As of this morning, we have not. So, I mean, we are still seeing COVID in the community, but we have not had any cases of the flu reported as of this morning.
Yeah, and I heard you talking about the COVID vaccines in one of the earlier questions here, but I know they've updated some. You can get more boosters. And so how can people get a hold of the COVID vaccine?
Yep. So here at the public health office, we carry the primary series as well as the booster doses. The CDC has recommended or updated the booster doses to be a bivalent, so that covers some of the newer strains. So we have that in our office for the Moderna, and we do have the ability for adults and pediatrics. Like I said, we do prefer an appointment just to help us reduce waste of that vaccine. But if you did walk in, we would be able to get you that shot.
Right. And when it comes to the flu vaccine and the COVID vaccine, all of that is more in the name of public health and public health safety, keeping everybody in the community happy and healthy. And so just for everybody out there, can we define public health? What is public health?
Well, I think that's a really good question. And I'm learning every day. So I've been in this role since the beginning of September. But public health can really be a lot of things. If you just Google what is public health, there's a couple different definitions. But one that kind of speaks to me is public health is essentially promoting and protecting the health of the people and the communities where we live, learn, work, and play. we have kind of situated our services in what we call the 10 essential services of public health. So whether that be disease reporting, which we are all very familiar with that in the past several years, but also working with policyholders, policymakers to ensure that we protect health, and then also just strengthening and promoting health in the communities.
Public health is focusing on all the different ways to keep everybody in the community healthy in those ways, and sometimes something might take the forefront more than another. So I guess my next question would be just how does public health identify which one of those takes priority?
So typically, public health agencies do a community needs assessment. Humboldt County hasn't completed one since 2019. A lot of counties are in the same boat as us as COVID became the biggest priority, kind of an emergent priority. But hopefully in the next year or so, you'll see us out asking for the public's opinion, sending out surveys, you know, whether that be by mail or social media, just trying to have the public help us identify what they feel our priorities need to be. And then based on the responses, we work with our state consultants to come up with a health improvement plan. So kind of picking the priorities from that plan. So really, we're kind of fluid. So as priorities change within the community, we are able to adapt and really move with what's the priorities and what has happened in the past few years and what's upcoming in the future. So we will look forward to participating and completing that and hearing the public's opinions and voices and, you know, how they best need us in the community.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So the public, you're saying, kind of has a role in picking out what they deem as being a public health issue. Well, Kristen, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning for Your Care, Our Mission this week. So all the great information you shared on how to get the flu shots, where to get them, and even the COVID shots, all of that has been fantastic information. If you need to listen back to this installment for Your Care, Our Mission this week, you can find this episode on our website at 977thebolt.com under the Your Care, Our Mission tab. Thank you once again, Kristen, for joining us this morning.
All right. Thank you.